seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I know that you may be thinking to yourself, what is going on? Am I getting double notifications? Are the guys at the Boxing Voice going crazy? And yeah, we are. This is our second Border War show of the day. There's a big update, big announcement. I'll pass that to Matt and see if he can do a good job explaining to all you first timers what exactly Border Wars is. Because it is Matt's update, right? He is the one leaking all this info. So before, I guess he'll explain Border Wars after his intro. You'll have to just stick around if you never heard of Border Wars. I don't know. We didn't plan this. And normally that's what happens when you don't plan things, Matt.
You put the intro.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, in one knock, out now. The main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And if you do not know what Border Wars is, think about it as the ultimate fan experience if you're a boxing fan. And you get to get healthy during it. You get to live the life of a fighter for one camp, have a fight, be promoted by a promoter, make promos, all that stuff. That's what Border Wars is, the ultimate fan experience. And one of the biggest boxing fans and one of a good caller and good listener of the show, Iron Sal, obviously a Border Wars contestant, fighting Tony G, a fellow California native. And he came down to L.A. to spar me, Info Smoking Joe, and Santiago. And not only did he go and do well, I think he went in there and made a statement. And for all those that were counting him out, including you, Ness, I think it's time we reassess what Iron Sal is and what he brings to the table. Because right now, to me, he's the reincarnation of Eric Cruz. While Eric Cruz is going on eating fair food and getting cherries to fight, I think Sal's taking on a tough fight, and I think Sal brings that heat. So I can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, because I know you've seen the footage, and I know you have some opinions on it that I have no idea what those opinions are.
I was leaked the footage, and I want to interview you.
Oh, interview Ness, that hat on?
What time did Sal get to your gym?
He got to the gym about an hour after we did because of some L.A. traffic. So he got there around 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We got there, obviously, 10 a.m.
And what did you guys do while waiting for Sal?
I did a bunch of shadow boxing in the ring, some bag work. Joe went on the treadmill, did some bag work. And Santiago did a bunch of bag work.
And did anyone ask Sal what was his weight?
Oh, no, but I believe he said he was 10 pounds away. I believe he said that. I think and his contracted fight is at 165, so that would mean 175. And he did look lean. He looked in shape, that's for sure. Or better in shape, for sure.
And when you say you think it's time we start to reassess Sal, what exactly do you mean by that?
I think, one, not only was I able to spar Sal, but I was able to spar his main sparring partner, a 20-year-old Southpaw former amateur. So I got to see a little bit of what he's dealing with on a daily basis as well. And both guys can bang. Both guys are talented. Both guys, I think, were counted out in their spawning footage. I don't know why. Maybe it's due to the intensity of that spawning footage. I don't know what it is, but they brought the heat, I would say, for this session. They turned it up to 11. So I was impressed by that. And I haven't seen anything nearly from what I saw in the ring today with Sal. I haven't seen anything close to that with Tony. And
in terms of intensity, you mean?
Intensity, power, speed, even some skill. I mean, Sal was landing some combinations off of weird angles that you have to be good at boxing to be able to land those shots. You can't just be a bum off the street. You have to have some natural talent in the ring. And I think Sal has that. Sal may be the new Eric Cruz. You know, where we downplayed Eric Cruz because of his spawning footage that we really didn't have. And then he came in with just a natural fighter. Sal's that. Sal's a natural fighter who can go in there and hurt people. So I think we need to start reassessing Sal, definitely.
And when you say hurt people, what does that mean?
I mean, he hurt me. He hurt me with a good left hook. He got me a little dazed, I'll be honest. He hurt Santiago. I wouldn't say he hurt Santiago, but definitely.
I watched the footage. I seen you do a similar Mike Polite coffee move when Deontay hit him.
And it's funny because those shots, like I sparred a sparring partner.
I thought you were faking immediately. I'm like, look at Matt trying to get out this work, faking and shit like he's dizzy.
How was I faking when I went back in there after I got some water and, you know, got 20 seconds to relax, you know, get my wits about me. But anyways, you know, that was one of the shots that just doesn't hurt, but it just landed. It got me dazed, got me dizzy, you know, it just happens.
Now, how many rounds did Santiago and Sal go? Because you put more rounds of them out than anyone else.
Well, technically, that's false. I only put out about a round and a quarter for Santiago, mainly because I have a missing round of footage that I don't have. I know Sal has that round of footage, the full second round of that sparring session between Sal and Santiago. I don't have that. But I posted two rounds of me, so me and Santiago went the same amount.
You posted two rounds of you with two different individuals, though. Yeah. You posted two rounds, basically, of Santiago with Sal.
Yes.
What could I say here? First things first, respect to all guys that stepped in the ring. You know, it's cliche as it sounds. You got to respect anybody getting in there.
Okay, that was the one nice thing. That was not even that nice.
Secondly, shout out to Sal and his boy, you know, traveling, putting in the road work to get some sparring, taking things seriously. That was dope. Shout out to Santiago for getting in there with Sal, because, you know, I question Santiago a lot. And, you know, him getting in there and really pushing the pace.
Yeah.
I wish he and Zach would just come train with me, man. I would make them superstars. Not me, per se, because I'm no trainer, but my environment, my camp. So I'll start with Santiago. I must say, I didn't think that I would be saying this, but he does look better. He did some things that I'm impressed. He's doubling up the jab to cut the distance. He's digging to the body. He landed a body shot, which, I don't know, if diced up properly, one may question whether or not Sal was hurt.
Really?
So it's funny. Yep. Yep. And I watched it about three times already. And it's funny that you say that, you know, you were so impressed with Sal. It's funny because I still see flaws. I see his left hand down. But obviously he shined. He shined. But I think that the public should take your opinion as a biased one.
Of course.
Because you were in the ring and it was you that he dazed. It was you that yet again has another stoppage on your resume.
Sure. Okay. That's fine. It was a sparring session.
I couldn't believe when I saw.
You've been stopped in sparring before.
I couldn't believe when I saw that you almost took two knees. I said, no.
Yo, those shots were after the bell, too, man. That's what sucks. Those body shots, those shots were after the bell.
Well, we wouldn't have any bell because you took out the sound.
I can't because of the...
We can't back your theory. All we could back is perfectly placed body shot.
I can't post it. You know I can't post it because of copyright.
I'm just saying, all I have is perfectly placed body shot that folded you. You say that it was past the bell. We don't know. We had no clock.
I mean, we can definitely talk to Santiago or Sal. Sal would be the one that would be...
Listen, I'm just going to say this, okay?
But those were good body shots.
I'm going to give Sal credit for going over there and really pushing you guys. His partner pushed Info Joe. And let's be honest, Joe, no, maybe you're not that type of guy that in the past, like myself, maybe called a fighter a bum or two. Maybe that's not you. But boxing fans are victim of being critical. So, you know, when you hear your critique, don't take it personal.
You talking about me or Info Joe still?
I'm talking about everybody on Border Wars in general.
Okay.
Just in general, you know. I have to put on my commentator hat. I have to put on my promoter hat. I have to put on my fighter hat. I'm a man of many hats. A man that has to do many things. And right now, you know, being nice isn't one of those things. Telling the truth is more up my alley.
Then keep it real.
I think I'm the Charlemagne of boxing. And I'm just going to go out and say Iron Sal and his boy kicked West Coast's ass. It's sparring. So, you know, you take what you want from sparring. You guys are all can be working on things. I mean, there was no volume. But I'm going to tell you this. It's not as simple as kicked your ass either because there were very few shots landed. The best fight was Santiago's fight. There's many punches thrown, many punches landed. Santiago is still committing some sins, but he is getting better. You got to get him some fucking headgear or put it on correctly because Santiago, while you might not care about strapping up the headgear correctly at that moment, it's making for highlight reels courtesy of you. And I'm not just talking about your headgear getting knocked off, just the shots. They make the shots look more impactful when your headgear shifts and half your face is missing. Info Joe did well. He did do well. But just like I mentioned on the last Border War show, soon as he got hit, he quit. And that just goes to show that the betting line is right. He's an underdog, and Lemon can stop him now. This is the second time consecutively that he needed a break after being hit, he could be stopped. It's up to the referee's discretion to jump in there. You know what I'm saying? He was doing well, and he should blame his gas tank. I know life gets in the way. I know that. So don't come back on the next show talking about I'm 47 and I got to take care of kids and I got to run and train. That's your problem. You signed up. This is the real world in terms of boxing, right? Like, the same critique that we give these fighters, I'm holding us to those same standards. So, my man, Gabe Rosado worked at Home Depot when he was fucking fighting Alfredo Angulo on ESPN. It's not our problem. Get your shit together because you did good. You did good versus a very young, strong guy. And the only reason that you did good was not because you landed either. Don't get carried away with yourself. You didn't even land. All right, and I'm just being honest. I'm not being mean. But you kept them busy by throwing as many punches as you did, regardless of the fact that they landed or not. But the minute the gas tank deflated, he landed the shot because you allowed him to come in because you didn't have any more to keep that jab, keep him busy. Because when you kept him busy, he was swinging at the waist and bending and thinking he's fucking Purnell. But guess what? He wasn't throwing any punches. So let that be a lesson that you need to stay active and actually commit. I had that issue. If you go check my vlog early in, you know, I'm just getting over those fears and releasing my right hand more. It's not easy. I'm not sitting here with a fighter's hat on. I'm sitting here with a commentator's hat on. So remember to distinguish the two. Matt, still committing the same sins. Feet in the air. I know I ain't seen no Pernell Whitaker or no motherfucking Nassim Hamed.
You don't think I have?
You ain't do none of that shit you do on Santiago or Info Joe versus Sal or his boy. None. You were on the back foot versus Sal. I'm actually watching it right now. He had you in the corner going bananas. You kept shaking your head no when everybody in the world knows you shake your head no means yes.
That's not what I was shaking my head at, by the way.
Sure.
That's not okay. An 8-year-old. No. Hold on. Just so I can correct you. Because, again, you're making an accusation. That was not an Adrian Broner shaking the head. That was a, man, he hit me. Like, that was a me shaking my head at myself more. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, on my blog, I have volume. So you hear me be like, fuck, when I feel I did something wrong.
But, again, I have music in my gym.
For me, I have no volume for you. Because you just have music, so I turned it off. I'm just looking at the footage. I mean, he's got you in his own corner right now. He just rang you with a left. He rings you with plenty of lefts. One time you're looking all cute, and you're parrying all in your little Mayweather. he's in his Mayweather shoulder row, and he parries two jabs, and motherfucking Sal, Marcos Maidana, Adrian Broner's the jab left hook on your ass. He swings it around up and down. Boop! Cops you right in the mouth, and what do? You quit.
Actually, I did not quit. I went back and finished that round. But anyway.
Okay, you quit at the time. There's no going back in boxing.
I was rocked, yes.
I hear you. It's sparring. You're allowed to do that. All I'm saying is there's no going back in boxing. So I hope the Sal went out there, kicked the shit out of West Coast, and giving y'all some motivation. I hope y'all all going to get up early now and go running together. And again, the only one that – yo, and look, again, no disrespect to Joe or yourself, but –
you don't think it did good against his sparring partner?
You landed absolutely nothing. Go back and count those punches.
Actually, you definitely aren't watching it carefully because I landed a couple good right-hand counters. Definitely
on his sparring partner?
Yes.
Bro, the only right hand I seen you land on him was when he fell. You hit him while he was down.
No.
I promise you, you did.
No, I know I did that. I didn't know he was down, though.
Oh, he admitted to being dirty. No, I'm joking.
I definitely, like, when I'm in his corner, and his sparring partner's coming at me, I landed a bunch of right hands.
I'm a rewind, okay?
You may not see it because the angle, though, just because it's the far side of the ring.
I'm going to rewind.
When Sal drops his footage of that angle, you may see it. Take a sip of water, Ness. It's okay.
Joe was doing well. Again, without landing, he was doing well. He kept that guy busy. That guy doesn't want to engage. Even when he landed the big left hand on Joe, go back and rewind it. His left foot, his back left foot, which is supposed to be his strong leg to keep him up if he gets countered, it's in the air. He goes to the Matthew Hunter School of Boxing. So now I'm watching a sparring with you and him, and I haven't seen you land. All I'm seeing you use is this ridiculously large ring to go back in a straight line, which is a sin. You know, yeah. I don't have to go to the gym to know that. Every time someone...
But you still go back up. You still back up in a straight line. Like,
listen, I got my commentator hat on. I see that you have your scorned fighter heart on.
Of course.
Okay.
Just like you, Ness.
I see pity pat punches. I don't even know what's going on here. You know, you're like, your hand is like halfway out already, and then you're like trying to throw a hook. I mean, you think you're better than what you are, and these guys really showed you that you're not. They had your back against the rope nonstop, and you kept taking your own little breaks. Maybe they didn't notice it, but you were using these breaks and stops in the sparring to get your rest up because
yes, that's what everyone does.
Every now and then you would say a word that obviously I can't hear because there's no volume. Every now and then you would pull or adjust your, you know, protector to get a couple extra seconds. But every time they would throw a punch, you would just back up many paces back, too many paces. They're not that good themselves. Sal, better than his sparring partner at cutting off the ring and distance. But again, fighter of the night on the West Coast was Santiago. The body shot that he landed, it was a left body shot. And it was more than just one, to be honest with you. In the center of the ring, he landed a left one, but there was one time where he landed a right one. He has to work on some things, obviously, because his combination, I think his opponents are going to learn him throughout the round because he's just doing double jab right hand. He just changes the variation of the right hand, whether it's to the top, whether it's to the bottom, but that's really all he does. We're going to have to implement a single jab, maybe a triple jab, maybe a jolting jab, maybe a jab hook, but he's got to get a little more creative. He's fighting in a straight line as well, not going backwards, going forwards, which is a little more dangerous because he's running into some of these shots. Like, you know, he would take two. Casal was throwing in combinations, which was impressive. He was throwing in combination. But Santiago would land a big right hand, but take two combination punches. And whether or not he's like, yo, this guy's smaller than me, you guys all got to remember winning rounds. When I watch this, and I'm still watching it over and over, look, see, I'm at the part where Matt takes the knee now. After he gets hit with two body shots by Sal's boy.
After the round.
And, yeah, I mean, yo, they pushed you guys. I guess you guys know that you got to get, your sparring has to get more intense. Can we agree now? You've sparred here. They've come to your gym. Can we agree that you guys need to step up? If not step up the level of sparring, you need to stop sparring each other.
I think we have sparred that intense. You may be correct about not sparring each other. Like, getting new looks all the time, that's always a beneficial thing. But again, I would say that me and Santiago have done that. That's why Santiago is the most improved, because he's been sparring amateurs and sparring different people at Gold's Gym and this gym. I've sparred amateurs. That's why I look better than a Joe.
You're doing this nonstop versus Sal. Chin in the air, leaning back.
Are you not going to mention once that I had a twisted ankle and I had a brace and I wrapped it up?
You know, like, I forgot all about the ankle. I did, because I don't see any tape or anything. I see matching socks. I don't see any bulges.
Because I took the sock over the tape. That's what you do.
I don't know, man. You just got to
pick up your sock, because then you get like fucking lint and shit on the tape.
All I'm saying, bro, from watching this, you got to let your hands go. You had the nerve to talk about me. Look at this big ass right hand windmill. You almost fell throwing that big ass baseball punch right hand. Listen, you took shots at me and said that I didn't throw punches. You got to throw punches. You were throwing though, but did you land on Sal? Anything
on Sal?
You felt comfortable? Like, yeah, I landed. Because I see you land a couple of left hooks. I'm not gonna be honest with you, but this is what you need to watch this over and over. And decide to do push-ups or pull-ups or something, because, yo, you landed a couple of left hooks on him when he's, rushing you, but he's eating them. You know, he's walking right through them. And there's the left hand now. When again, you think you're all pretty in your little shoulder roll, parrying two jabs. Hey, yo, that left hook stopped you, yo.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. People get stopped.
I got to give you credit too, though. You know, you continue to get in there with everybody.
People that are 30 pounds, 60 pounds bigger than me. Yes.
You didn't even bother to ask Sal how much heavier he was than you.
No, because I don't care. And I did it on a twisted ankle.
I'm watching Santiago again. I like Santiago. He looks very big too compared to Sal, bro. And Sal, I like Sal. Sal's intelligent. See, he fought Santiago totally different. He's on the back foot. He's throwing combinations. Then he's getting out. Santiago, though, man, Santiago, you're a typical Mexican, brother. You're just coming forward. You got to mix it up. But you definitely look way improved. But you got it. You got to change this game plan. You're just coming in.
Sal is 179.
Mm. Santiago's a southpaw, too.
Mm-hmm.
That is that body shot. I wonder if Sal will be honest. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't go more than 5 seconds without throwing, so. But it looks like he got hurt there. It looks like it was some oomph on it, you know what I mean? Like it could have took some air out, maybe something. But there's another one to come, another right-hand one.
And quickly, the video is not on Patreon, mainly because Sal wants to release it with his vlog, and I think it would be respectful to let Sal release it because he's the one that
it'll be out. It'll be out. It'll be out on Patreon, and whatever Sal doesn't release, then we can later release. This was just for promotional purposes, kind of like a fighter meeting. We're reviewing the tape, right? We got to let you guys know. Santiago is massive compared to Sal. And you know what? I thought Sal was going to call, man. Because it looks like Santiago's moving better, but I wonder if Sal considers him slow or not. But I question Sal's stamina. I wasn't going to say it, and I was going to, like, you know.
Want some inside info?
Just wait, but I'm pretty sure he's not ready for three straight rounds of the type of fire that he's bringing you guys.
No, because I asked him if he wanted to go switch out with Info Joe. Because that was the idea, go two rounds for everyone. And then, no, he was like, no, let's have Chris, his sparring partner, jump in. So, and he said he was tired.
So what's up with this Chris guy?
He's good.
He was killing y'all to the body, man.
Yes, he was. And I told him before the sparring session, I'm like, hey, go to my body because I can't stop that left hand in the body from a southpaw. I can't stop it. Please, like, throw it to me as much as possible because I need to work on that. And he did, and he made me pay for it, man. And that's just like a technique thing. I gotta learn from that. Gotta figure out how to deflect that. How to, you know?
He has massive amount of lows. Info Joe had him fucking hypnotized.
Oh, no. Come on.
Oh, so he was working on something that we don't know about. See, that's the problem with the volume. We don't know what's going on because, to me, I see Info Joe being very busy, very busy, very busy, and this kid's keeping his hands in his pocket. Like, he throws the occasional punch, but they never reach, you know, and Info Joe's able to keep him off. But neither man are landing, okay? They're throwing punches, but no one's landing.
Well, think about this. The one shot that did land changed the fight.
Exactly. That's my advice to Joe. Not to get hit by throwing more punches because he was able to, like I said, keep this young big guy off of him just by keeping his hands moving. The minute he stops is when this guy, you know, lands clean. I'm watching it here again. Yo.
Yo, so guess who called in? Info Joe and Iron Sal.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Did Joe land? I don't know. Maybe Joe landed a body shot just now. I'm not sure. He threw a hook. My man dipped it, and I did see his right move. I don't know from the angle, though. See, but this guy, you like, I mean, I guess at this level, that is considered good. I'm just seeing technical flaws, and I guess I'm being critical, but at that level, you know, I have the same flaws, right? So, like, I just see his back leg constantly up whenever he throws a body, a power shot. No. Oh. The other kid, Chris. Every time he throws that power left hand from the southpaw stance, his back foot comes up because he's throwing everything into it, so his whole body's following the punch. But I see, like, you see, I'm seeing Joe able to keep him busy. We're coming to the end of it, though, and I mean the end for Joe. But when he got his hands moving, dude ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
And then that.
Yeah.
It's like he almost said, all right, fuck it, that was just a hit. But then he like, nah. See, I don't know what's going on. They take the camera off of Joe and everything, so.
Yes. It did start bleeding, so that's why we stopped it. It started bleeding a lot.
Matt, I see no Hamed in Matt. You tried to start like that, and then that dude threw that first left hand at you that you had to lean back like you were in the Matrix. You're like, oh shit, this kid really came.
Yo, right, dude, that shit was good. That shit was good. I slipped that. Come on, that was good. You like that? That was pretty.
Look, and
sexy shit right there. Don't lie. Don't lie.
So all you had to be, all you had to do was be on point, and you could have claimed the knockdown because that dude lunged in, missed you.
No, that looked like a slip. I'm not going to claim that as a knockdown.
That's what I'm saying. If you would have been faster, you could have timed him on that lunging because he missed his lunging.
Well, timed
him. You were like a second flat. Like as soon as he fell, you hit him.
Yeah, it happens.
But you're leaning so far back. You're kidding me. You can't tell me I'm still doing anything. I'm ducking under them punches at this point.
You're a 6'5", dude. You're not even ducking under anyone's punches. Come on.
I told you, you're not watching the vlog. That's what's wrong.
Watching the vlog. I am watching the vlog. Wait, come on.
I definitely duck. I could pull it up. I know exactly.
Consistently. What you're saying, right? Not once in a while, not once around.
Consistently is you. I see you consistently. Look, backing up. And then you take these 30-step backward paces. I mean,
the what?
What are you going to do when Warren pushes the pace? This guy, again, I told you, I don't like Iron Sal's sparring partner. You know, he gets nullified. I feel like he gets mesmerized. He does a lot of waist movement, which is cool. Maybe he's, you know, likes that and he wants to implement it, so he's working on it. But he bends at the waist unnecessarily, giving you too much time to rest. And I don't see Warren doing none of that. Warren is more of a come forward, bring the action to you.
Yes, but
the pace that Santiago and Sal had, I feel that's what you should prepare for your fight.
Oh, of course.
Don't get me wrong. This kid, Chris, he put some pressure on you, but he wasn't landing. Like, he landed when he went to the top. Like when he went up top, and it was occasionally. It was occasionally. I thought you were always able to like pull away. Even though you were committing the sin, you were able to pull away. When he got you in the corner, you know, he hit you one or two times when you guys hit the camera. But again, if you did some fucking push-ups, because think about it. When he hit you when you hit the camera, you countered him with a right. It's just he ate it. Same thing with the Sal situation. You hit him with two lefts, he ate it. You got to start hitting harder, brother. You better eat your Wheaties. I hit you with another body shot here. I see you shaking your head again.
Yeah, those body shots are painful, man.
Of course they were. I see you put your protective wear and hit you with two more right there. Oh, that's when you quit.
Not when I quit. It's the end of the round.
Yeah.
Again, Sal is on the line. He should not be biased because that was his boy.
According to you.
How would he be biased against
me? Let me get Iron Sal on here. Iron Sal, what's going on, my friend? Oh, this is Info Joe. Yo. I'm sorry, Info Joe. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey.
Hey, I see you putting in this work,
let's
man.
Make some fucking corrections.
Uh-oh. He coming with the heat already.
Hey, yo. Shout out to Sal, and I forgot to hit the kid's name.
Chris.
For coming out and sparring with us today. First of all, Sal is the good. And the kid that he was with is good. First of all, I don't know what the fuck you talking about, Ness. I'm 49 years old. Props to me for getting in the ring.
Yo,
what the fuck you know?
Hey, y'all, you want this sound bite? Get him, Joe. You want this now or you want it later?
Get him, Joe. Get him.
Listen, Joe.
Who in the fuck you know doing that?
Monty Barrett.
First of all, but
Amir Mansour.
Dude, what? I don't know why Matt didn't tell you. The reason why this shit stopped, the kid bust my nose. And that's what happened. We ain't got nobody over there. I didn't want to stop. We ain't got nobody over there to come over there. Let me put some tissue in your nose real fast and hold it while you can keep going. I didn't buckle. I wasn't dazed, but I felt it, though. 200-pound kid. I'm 175 pounds, and I'm doing it at 49 years old. But the kid that caught me, that was it. Ain't no quitting me. And Alex is not that kid. Alex ain't can't do shit compared to Santiago, that kid, or Matt. He ain't none of that.
Hey,
so I'm not worried about it.
That's what I want to hear.
Still kick Alex's ass.
That's what I want to hear.
But much respect to Alex for taking on this fight too, because I know him around the same age as me. We have more of a challenge than all y'all. I want to see y'all. I've been your age before. You haven't been mine. It ain't the same, Ness. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. For me, what I'm doing, I'm throwing balls to the wall. My family is even like, what the fuck are you doing, Joe? Man, I'm living this shit out.
I hear you.
On the bucket list. I want to live that life, and I'm
going
to do it.
Yo, what's going on? Hey, Joe, what's going to happen if you win, though? You gonna go out like Andre Ward if you win?
I'm only doing it one time, man. It's taxing on the body. I do work, do homework with the kids and all that shit. So it is taxing on the body. But I'm going to put all I got into it before. I got 2 months left. And I'm going all out. You ain't hearing me talking about I quit because the kid bust my nose. Davis was talking about I would have continued, but they was like, Joe, it might be broken. I had to go fucking check.
Yo, it looked broken.
Other than that, shit, I would have fucking continued, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
my
y'all
God.
Be telling me it's broken. I'm like, fuck. I ain't even got a fucking insurance.
Oh.
You know what
God.
I'm saying? But I'm still out there, and I'll be back, and I'll be back sparring, and I'll be back fighting balls to the wall. Info Joe ain't no ducker and no sucker. You ain't gonna hear me quit. I'm in there.
That's right. So, hey, listen, Joe,
Alex,
you know,
props to him.
You know, my criticism is motivational. You know what I'm saying? It's all part of the build up. You know, I got to put my commentator hat on, like I got to put my fighter hat on. And I can't act like I ain't see that big left hand serve you up.
Oh, he caught me, man. The kid caught me. I ain't going to lie. Props to him if he's listening right now. He caught me and bust my fucking nose. That's why the camera turned away. I didn't know the camera turned away, but I was leaking. And shit, I was leaking all over the fucking ring, so that's what happened. But your boy didn't buckle. Your boy still here, and I'm talking. And I'm
so,
back.
Joe.
That, no doubt.
Let me ask you, same question I asked Matt. Now that you got some foreigners come into the gym and push you guys, do you feel that it's better for you guys to abandon sparring each other and instead seek out sparring people you don't know so that intensity is always there and preparing you for fight night?
Very quickly, Joe, before you answer that.
I agree.
No, very, very quickly, Joe. You are the one that's least in the gym. I mean, you've been in the gym maybe one time a week. So it's very hard for you, I would say, Joe, to know what we're doing every day compared to what me, Santiago, and Fern, because we work every day at this. You are too busy. You have a job. You have kids. You know, obviously much respect, but you're not in there as much as we are. I mean, near as much.
So you're saying he's not...
That's true.
You're saying he's not capable of answering the question, Matt? You wanted to lead your witness before he had an opportunity of answering.
He said he agreed with you. And you know why? Because when he comes to the gym, he only spars me in Santiago.
All right. So, Info Joe...
But at the same time, though, you're right. You're right, too, though, Ness. You're right. We do need to switch it up and get some other sparring partners with intensity. And I'm glad Sal and his partner came, man. Hope they can do it again, because I would get back in the ring with that kid again.
So, Info, outside looking in, taking off your fighter hat, putting on your fight fan hat, as a fight fan of the Iron Sal versus Tony G, what are you thinking now? Obviously, you're going to be a little bit biased. You've been in there with Sal, but you've also got to see Tony G on footage. Where are you seeing this fight, and where do you think the favorite should lie? Where do you think that betting line favorite should be? Just what's your thoughts on Iron Sal and Tony G now that Sal has invaded the West Coast over there?
You know what? To be honest with you, I like you too, Tony G. But after what I've seen today, is nothing what I've seen as far as the footage that Sal put up and out. From seeing what I've seen live, I would give the edge to Sal. No doubt.
Well, all right, Joe. Listen.
He did show some more like... like Matt had said, he did some, as far as his technique, I've seen more of it today than what I've seen on tape.
All right.
And props to him, though.
Well, Joe, thank you for calling in. Matt, that is interesting. Interesting. We do have Iron Sal and Bobby Arum.
Which person?
Let's get to Sal. Sal, how are you? Home of the brave.
What's good with you guys, man? What's good with you guys, man?
So, I mean, you got to have a smile on your face, right?
Not really. You kind of actually, you're making me feel some type of way, honestly.
Why is that?
I mean, I don't know what this show is. Is this how bad Matt and them are, or how my technique really ain't shit at the end of the day? That's what you're making it seem like.
Hey,
300, bro. I never claimed that I'm some type of boxer. So, of course, I'm still going to have some flaws in there. That's what I'm working on. You got to understand, I didn't go over there to L.A. with the intentions of, oh, I'm going to try beating these guys' asses. No, I went in there for the work. So,
oh, well, you know what I mean? Well, I don't know what you heard.
I went over there and there.
I don't know what you heard, but I thought that's what happened. I thought that, I mean, I pretty much told Matt, you know, you guys kind of went over there and kicked their ass. I felt like Santiago.
What happened? That's one thing. But
I felt like Santiago did the best out of Team West. He landed the best shots, and he hung with you the best.
He humbled me.
Oh, Santiago.
Look, man.
Wait a minute. You stood on the outside. You stood on the outside versus him.
No. Well, hey, bro, you want to say Tony G went up against a heavyweight that's only 5'9", 200-something? That boy's just fat. You guys, you're over here actually considering fighting Santiago, and he's a heavyweight. But all of a sudden, I can't get my credit due?
But who's not?
What do you think? I'm going to bar sport, bro.
Who's not giving you your credit?
Why the fuck would I go to?
Who's not giving you your credit?
What you mean?
I said you bro, showed gears.
When did he humble me?
I never said he humbled you. You're just so excited
that
you're
here.
He said hung. Like he hung.
Like he hung, H-U-N-G. Like he hung in there with you. You get it?
You're exactly like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. I'm not dumb. I know what you said. I just didn't hear you right. My bad.
Nah. I mean, yo, I think he did better than any other sparring I've ever seen of him, but I was blatantly honest in saying that you were landing combination punches. Plus, I feel like you show gears because you use two different styles, right? With him, you did fight on the outside, but you darted in and, you know, got your shots off and jumped out. And then with the others, you were more like a, you know, aggressor because you could, right? So no, you definitely misinterpreted, but I am not like Matt. I do not, or like, Info Joe, and I'm assuming even Santiago, because it seems like one West Coast domino falls, they all roll. So, yeah, I'm not ready to say that you're the favorite. No, I'm not. Especially not based off what I saw. I see Tony never puts his hand down. Sal does. And while Sal may say, yo, I'm working on that and I'm going to get it together, that's what I'm doing, that's what we're all doing, okay, well, Tony doesn't do it.
All right. Well, hey, well, that's good. You're entitled to your own opinion. I just don't want you switching it up like you normally do on your pick. You stick next to that, man.
Yeah.
I don't need you on my side.
Let's be honest. If you want to compare heavyweight sparring, because you mentioned, oh, Tony sparred a fake heavyweight.
Fat boy.
But fat boy, as you call him, yo, let's be honest. I even said to Doomsday, I wish I moved like that fat boy. I'm not even going to put Santiago into the equation because I personally said, I wish I bounced on my feet the way that fat boy bounces on his feet. So don't act like that dude ain't had no skill, because I think he has skill. I think he looked nice and graceful in that ring.
You can have skill. Hey, okay, you can have skills, but let me tell you something, bro. If you're in the fucking ring and you ain't worried about your sparring partner taking your head off, all they do is pity pat. Of course you're gonna look good. What the fuck you guys talking about?
That's what
there, bro. And I'm faced every time. I'm faced with somebody getting my head knocked off.
That's what I'm saying, Sal. I love it. I love it because that's what I was saying. Matt and them weren't getting over there, and you came and you brought the pain. That's all good, but there's still months to go, and there's still things to work on. That's all. That goes for everyone. Again, I got to put on my commentator hat like I got to put on my fighter hat. You think I don't – I know I got to work on my own shit. I'm putting out everything. I'm not taking out music or editing. You getting everything. You getting when my coaches is laughing at me. You getting when I don't want to do no more. You getting it all. I don't lie. I don't lie at all. I'm open for y'all to critique.
Did we lie? We don't lie. I like how you're trying to imply that. That's hilarious.
How am I implying? I'm saying I don't lie.
Okay.
Just being clear with what it is, but I don't do, Matt. I don't understand. Oh, this is very personal for you guys. You guys need to understand. Listen, this is the same scrutiny that we put these fighters through. So you guys need to stop taking it so personal. Look at
personal.
That was about to shoot me because he misinterpreted Hung for what he thought I said Santiago did to him.
Humbled.
No, man. But I tell you what Santiago did do to you, and I don't care if you lie. I'll fucking go the extra mile and make a fucking highlight of it. He hit you with a serious body shot. You felt it. I seen your face.
No, I didn't. No, you tripping.
You gonna make me cut that shit up, aren't you?
I could. Hey, you can go ahead, but you tell me one thing, man. You tell me this. Can you, off of everything that I've done, I posted vlogs. Do you consider me a liar, bro? Would I try lying about something?
Nah.
I'll give them the credit due if they have it, bro. If there's a credit due, they can have it. If Santiago hurt me, like he caught me, you're saying he hit me in the body. You're like, yeah, I know he hit me in the body, but you're trying to say he hurt me. No, he didn't, bro. I'll give him the credit. You know what I'm saying? He got two shots in there, but you said he hurt me, and no, he didn't. Yeah, he got me.
I guess, listen, I'll be honest. I'll be honest and say maybe hurt is a strong word. I'm going to have to cut the video.
Very strong word.
I'm going to have to cut the video just to be fair to you because in my assessment, Santiago hits you right when you're throwing the right hand, and it was beautiful. I'm impressed with Santiago. He ducked under, hit you to the body with the left. You took like a step back. Like I told Matt, it wasn't you didn't even wait 5 seconds, so it's not like you needed a lot of time, but it was at least 1 to 5 seconds before that next punch came from you. You took a step back. You felt that shot. Then you started popping a jab at him. I could be wrong, but I'm gonna cut it up just for the crowd and to hype things up. But listen, Sal, you did wonderful. Stop being so defensive. Keep going down there and beating Matt and them up so they can get their shit together. I want to thank you for calling in. Obviously, thank you for participating in Border Wars. Put that vlog out some more. Like I said in earlier today's show, you guys could easily be forgotten, but you did the right thing today, right? Look at you. You caused the show on yourself. Going out there trying to be a star and shit. Sal, man, thanks for calling in. Let's go out to Bobby Arum in Canada, everybody's favorite promoter except Matt. I don't know. Matt's a little hater, though, but we all knew that.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that full play, I'm like, no way, got a rocker like Coldplay, chilling it, getting cheese like Green Bay.
Yo, boys, what's going on? You know, my call might surprise you guys a bit, man. I'm actually calling to give Matt and his crew props. I actually anticipated that Tony...
Did you watch the footage?
Yeah, I did. I was lucky enough to get...
Get a leak?
The leaked footage, Matt. Matt sent it to me. Now, I'm going to be honest. I was a hard critic of TVV Westland. Every time I saw these guys punch each other, I honestly thought that they were just making a mockery of the sport, you know? And to be honest, those two guys went in there today to fuck these guys up, man. If I'm not mistaken, I think that guy probably fucking punched Joe right in the nose, maybe broke his nose or something, man. And then the other guy, they had no mercy, man. Like, honestly. So considering that I didn't think that these guys were apt to be able to take those types of punches, they took them, and they took them clean. They took them nice. Yeah, they took a knee when they had to, but man, that's boxing, right? You gotta take a knee, you know, you gotta take a step back to take two steps forward, you know. I was impressed with Matt as well, man. He has great range, good movement. He's gotta protect that body, man. I don't know what it is. You said that bodyguard thing, man. You'd be a good buddy to him and fucking buy him one, man, or tape it around his waist so he doesn't fuck around.
I gotta try his on
wide open, right?
I got to try yours on, Matt, next time we're together and see if it fits me, and I'll buy another one because mine is already ripping, but I don't know. It was more than just body, please. Matt was getting hit in the head still, pulling back like that.
He did, but
and I'm more critical of Matt. I'm more critical of Matt, you know, because he tries to play this little hurt role now, you know, on the show here, but we all know how vicious Matt is with his words and his chat and, you know, how he talks about everybody. Plus, the fact that when he's sparring his friends, he thinks he's Prince Nassim Hamed or Sergio Martinez. And that's what I wanted to see. I want to see you act like Sergio Martinez versus everybody. And, you know, he didn't. So now he's going to have to go back to the game.
I had a moment.
You know, in fairness, he did fight like Sergio, but it was Sergio against Cotto. You know?
That's a good one.
But still, with that style, with that nice style is what I'm saying. But here's the thing. I have to agree with you, Ness. The guy that impressed me the most was Santiago, hands down. I know Sal calls in, and Sal's a tough guy. You know, he talks the talk. But, I mean, Santiago kind of exposed Sal a bit, man. You got to hold on. Everyone thinking that the line's going to turn. I still have to say Tony G is by far the favorite, man. He looked different in the ring, and I thought Santiago didn't do bad at all against Sal, to be honest. And I like the improvements that Santiago did. And Chris is going to have to work on his stamina because Santiago looks like the type of guy that just doesn't stop, right?
Yo, Santiago impressed me. I wish I was there to see him more often, to know, because it does look, you made a good point. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's a great point. He does look like he has good stamina. He kept chasing Sal. He kept chasing Sal. And when you were just, you know, saying that now, it reminded me that I wanted to say he looks lighter on his feet. I ain't even going to front. I remember you guys said he used to put weights on his ankles. That shit might be working because he looked it lighter. But he's still too, like, you know, his head is just there, bro. Sal was tagging him on the way in. Like, he's on some Margarito shit. He's taking shots to land one, and that's not good. That's not good. But as far as Sal and Tony, I mean, Sal could call in him mad all he wants, but like technically Tony is more sound. Like, yo, he's dropping his hands when he's chasing. Look, he had to chase Matt because obviously Matt wasn't trying to stand there and get hit. And sometimes, you know, he gave up, you know, if they call Deontay windmill, well, then fucking Tony is down with the king.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Not Tony, man. Shit. You know what? Sal.
And Sal also fought a lot with a lot more anger in him than Matt did. If you look at it, Sal went to go at it 100%. I think next time they spar, Matt's going to bring a little bit more, you know, fire to in the kitchen there, man, because he knew that, you know, Sal went out for a mission. He went out to make a statement with Matt. And I think the next sparring session is going to be, you know, it's going to be telling as to how good Sal is and see if Matt can make those adjustments. But that's my take on it. Last thing, obviously, I'm not a pro by any means. I just want to give one advice to somebody who I really care about, Info Joe. He's got to stop being so herky-jerky because that blows his energy away, you know? So active that he just expends all his energy, right? And that's where his gas is going. He just has all this nervous energy that's moving. And I feel as if that's making his gas tank go down, right? So he's just got to be a little bit more composed in the ring. You know, he was fighting a young lion, but I mean, hey, man, Alex Lemon's going to bring it too, right? So that's my suggestion. That's all I got. It was nice to see that. Matt, congrats, man. Like, even though you took the knee and you do talk a lot of shit and you know shit was going to come your way, you still posted it and, you know, he was a man about it. So congrats to you guys and keep up the good work, boys. Peace.
All right, Jose, thanks for calling in and giving your take here on our Border War show. 2 episodes in one day. The people are working and see, we're doing our job, Matt. It took us to do that show to inspire a few. And I don't mean just you and Sal, because obviously you guys had that planned already. We were just blessed with that information during the early morning TBV with Coffee Show. But it did inspire others. I have been receiving messages and emails. We've been having conference calls or conference texts about strategizing on how to promote and raise profiles. Which brings me to Iron Sal's opponent, Tony G. Feels he's unnoticed. Feels he's being overlooked. And I think a lot of that, or he believes a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's in Northern California over there and he has no promoter, Matt. Oh. I don't know what's up with you in this North-South beef, but the man needs a mouthpiece, obviously. So we've been speaking and, you know, he's going to put together some things to kind of introduce himself to the people. And you know, I'm sure this wasn't the initial game plan. I'm pretty sure the fact that he and Mexican Butterbean were related and Butterbean was very outspoken was going to be kind of the in into that camp. With Butterbean out, it's not possible. But what I will say is this, Matt, November 11th marks another due day for you, doesn't it?
November 11th?
Oh, so you don't know yet. I'll tell you what's going to happen to you on November 11th. And Team TBV West Coast and November 11th, you have a date with Destiny.
Is Ness coming to L.A. preemptively?
No. I wish I could, Jesus. But I have set up some preliminary things. I'm working kind of as a Tony G. That's another hat I got to put on. I got to put on a Tony G, you know, freelance, because I got no contract with Tony G. Tony G, freelance publicist. So I set up a sparring session with Team West Coast November 11th. I sent them your info. I thought he would have gotten in touch with you by now because we were talking about it earlier.
November 11th, Tony G is coming to L.A. to spar us?
He's coming to town. So nobody have dates or something to do.
November. You know what I'm saying? Is that weekday? Because the gym is closed on weekends.
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, I'll figure that out then.
Yeah, I sent him your info. I'm sure he'll call you. If not, I'll send you his. Anyway, so any other updates out there? Are we missing anyone? Do you feel, now that you heard my assessment, anything you feel you need to add, you know, any emphasis on weight on one of these guys you feel like you need to remind anybody in the world? Like, oh, well, we just know Sal weighs 190 pounds. And I mean, yo, because I'm even though I'm making that voice, listen, that is just the God of honest truth. Like, I led with, you know, Matt, you continue to have heart. But, you know, I also said a show ago, like, you could also be like the Charlie Z, because sometimes we got to question when it's heart and your mind, because you can't keep getting in there with guys that much bigger than you or that much. I don't know. I think it's a 25-pound weight limit, right? I think you should not spar with someone that's 25 pounds more than you.
Yes, I think both guys exceeded that. But again, this is one of those times where it's Sal. You know, he's a good friend of the show, TBV fam. He wanted to make the drive down here. I had to spar him. I had to have at least.
No, of course. I would have called you a duck any other way. So what can you do? You know, you're in a rock and a hard place, buddy.
Yeah, even with a twisted ankle, you would have called me a duck. That's why.
I didn't believe the ankle.
That's why. Well, talk to Sal. Ask Sal right now. He saw my ankle wrapped up.
Sal didn't mention it.
I'm going to Sal right now. Just because you don't believe me, I'm going to emphasize this.
He didn't mention it.
Sal, was my ankle wrapped up?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, underneath the sock.
Oh, look, that's Frank right there. That's Frank.
Mexican Butterbean.
Oh, okay. That's Mexican Butterbean. He said they come in on Friday, and he said Tony never got the info. How he never get the info? He got an iPhone.
I got Tony's info, Frank, so I'll hit you guys up. If you guys are both coming down on Friday, we should.
Oh, that's why I sent Matt Tony's info, so it's Matt ducking ya.
Oh, I didn't know why you sent me that info. Anyway,
ducking.
Now we're going to head out of the show. But thank you for presenting that fact of my ankle is wrapped up. Anyways.
Did Sal say that? I didn't even hear Sal.
dead yes. Come on. Don't. Why are you stunting? Why?
I just they never heard him. Tony G, you now have Matt's info. No ducking can happen. Yo, Mexican Butterbean, what's going on with you, bro? Call into the show, bro. You coming over here with no opponent, bro. That's messed up. I was going to fucking tear your fat ass body the fuck up. All that shit you was talking, now you ducking and shit. You got me so pissed off. You don't even know. I was working just to fucking rip through that body. Just drish, drish. Yo, tell me you watching the vlog, Mexican Buddy Bean. I know that's what happened. You watched the fucking vlog and you decided, quack, quack, quack.
Yes, you're so depressed without an opponent.
I'm not depressed at all, bro.
You need one. You need an opponent.
I'm not depressed, bro, because it just shows me that, you know, all the teachers, they never lied. They never lied. You know, they always knew that I would excel. And, you know, they knew I was a quick learner, you know. So people turning me down and ducking left and right. Yo, it's the Deontay Wilder story. You know, I was watching highlights of Wilder, and he drops to Vern, and he was robbed for a similar knockdown the way I was. We're tied in more ways than I know. You know, remember that knockdown where he hit Stavern and Stavern tackled him? Remember Zach did that to me, and you guys robbed me of that knockdown? Yeah, man. Yeah. So, Matt is giving me the cue. It is time to go because...
It's a quick Border Wars show.
It's a quick Border Wars show.
Yes, footage hasn't even posted yet. I don't know. Should we post
a message here from Bobby Arum? Says, speaking of weight, Matt can be grateful that me and Enrique ducked him. Levels to this. You got in there with Sal, who's bigger than you, and it didn't work well for you.
But I think Sal is probably a much better boxer than Jose. He probably hits harder than Jose. So, again, Jose ducked me. Now, Enrique, you can make the argument. Enrique is a legitimate heavyweight. Like, he's a walking around heavyweight. And I've been in there with him just doing jab drills, and he hit me with a couple jabs. Enrique has some power. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Enrique does have some power.
Enrique has power.
He ain't in the gym enough to turn it into anything.
Exactly.
Like, how's he going to learn any technique? Is his power's always going to be raw because he ain't in the gym enough. I ain't seen him in forever in a day. But listen, it ain't forever, and it ain't today. We are out. Final thoughts. Border Wars starting to heat up. Two shows in one day. That is a first. A lot of updates. We got to see the ugly side of Sal. I don't know. Maybe we need to do another Border Wars update. Is Sal on PDs with the roid rage on the line? I don't know, Matt. We're going to have to check his back. Next time he goes spars, you check his back. We want pictures of his back. That's all I'm saying. Marquez style. Yo. I am your host, Ness GTO. You don't believe I could back it up? Sign your ass up. Or just check out my vlog on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice.
And I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. And my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Remember, go to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice to see all the sparring footage, all the training footage, all of Ness Young Ali's vlogs that he keeps talking about that no one watches. Gotta go watch them.
Yo, vlogs in the UFC gym with McGregor. Vlogs all in TMT with Floyd and Caleb Plant. And
no,
then vlogs talking to Jeff Mayweather. Vlogs talking to Chris Eubank. Vlogs talking to Terrific. Vlogs talking to Andre Rozier. Vlogs featuring Daniel Jacobs. Vlogs featuring Deontay Wilder. I mean, yo, bottom fucking line, I got the best, hottest Border Wars content out. Like, my vlogs at any given moment could feature holy shit celebrities. Deuces.
Peace.